I'm just taking it easy. It's my lazy day.
Smiley Burnett. What's my lazy day? This most famous song, and it's well-deserved. He wrote it, singing it. Smiley Burnett here on A Country Ramble. Before that, Billy Hurt, channeling the old fiddler, one of the great fiddlers of the 20th century, Clark Kessinger. Billy Hurt was sort of a protege of his. And just released an album, a brand-new album on Patuxent Records that he called, it's just, in fact, it's called Fiddlin' Billy Hurt. And he plays a lot of those old songs, usually associated with Clark Kessinger. That was the Poca River Blues. And we started that with I Couldn't Keep From Crying, Mr. Marty Robbins. I mentioned that we have Hillary and Rick Wagner here in the studio with us. Both Hillary is a multi-instrumentalist, string player, and I think they play a lot of Celtic music. But you'll like her fiddling, and she has got a bunch of music instruments in there. I mentioned that before. Tenor banjos, baritone ukes, bouzoukis, guitars, lots of. And Rick's a wonderful guitar player. You'll get to hear some of his work tonight in a top-notch composer. We'll hear some of his original tunes, I bet. Let's go into the studio tonight here on WYSO, straight from the studios of WYSO in Yellow Springs. Here's Rick and Hillary Wagner.
Fragile life we live, working in the soil. Days are sun to sundown, there's just no end to toil. I sit and count the days of rain, and I watch the straw grow mold. All I get is tired, growing old. If I'd have known how hard it was to be, I'd have worked instead. Down at the factory, when I was young, I had the will of Jove, and I held the wolves at bay. But now I've got to face the changing day. Coyotes by the fence line, waiting for the heat. Bang a fan, hoot and yell when times are feeling bleak. Just music for the hungry, but it's such an eerie sound. All I get are memories spinning round.
If I'd have known how hard it was to be, I'd have worked instead down at the factory. When I was young, I had the will of Jove, and I held the wolves at bay. But now I've got to face changing day. Instead, down at the factory, when I was young, I had the will of Jove, and I held the wolves at bay. But now I've got to face the changing day. If I'd have known how hard it was to be, I'd have worked instead down at the factory. When I was young, I had the will of Job, and I held the wolves at bay. But now I've got to face the changing day.
Thank you.
That was Willow Joe that Rick wrote after a farm auction in where they built them all.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend of mine who owned a farm out there, and he was telling me how the mall owners came through and all showed him a map of the mall and said, "This is your land, and we're going to have it one way or the other." And at the auction, I heard him say to his wife, "I wish I'd have just worked at the factory." And so I kind of ran with that, wrote that sad song about a disappearing family farm, all too rapidly disappearing. We're going to sing a song now called Where Are the Angels? And it's
another downer.
Yeah, we brought a bunch of depressing music for you here tonight. So. Now, this is a tune based on a woman's response to watching her entire town get devastated from a tornado. Also about an incident that I saw when I was a young kid. In the 50s, guys were still riding the rails pretty regularly, and they had detectives that would stop when the train would stop. They would get down one on each side of the train and walk down and check boxcars, and I watched them grab a guy and beat him pretty badly. And that's always kind of stuck with me. And the last one is just about things not happening the way you think they should. So this is called Where Are the Angels? With the fury and the speed of God, where are the angels to keep her ever safe? You say it's odd that almost every night she kneels and prays, hopes to see the next day's morning rays. You say it's strange she blesses those she's never met. It's often harder to forget. He jumped a freight train as a broken man, huddled in a boxcar, his dreams they turned to sand. The detectives beat him like hounds from hell. Where are the angels to keep him ever safe? But who could tell that almost every night he kneels and prays and hopes to see the next day's morning rays? You say it's strange he blesses those he's never met. While it's easy to forgive, it's often harder to forget. It's odd that almost every night we kneel and pray and hope to see the next day's morning rays. You say it's strange we bless those we've never met. While it's easy to forgive, it's often harder to forget. Voices start with a whisper first, and then they scream so loud your head is gonna burst. They
with authority as if from God. Where are the angels to keep us ever safe? I say it's odd that almost every night we kneel and pray and hope to see the next day's morning rays. You say it's strange we bless those we've never met. While it's easy to forgive, it's often harder to forget.
Much for Rick and Hillary Wagner for being here on WISO on this Sunday evening. We look forward to hearing the music you're bringing to us. And Rick, your history with the railroad there, you said, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Springfield, by the DT&I
Is
line.
That right?
Yeah. Right by the DT&I in New York Central.
There on Burnett Road or in that area?
It's if you went back in the Laney Edition, it's Mount Joy and Van Buren,
right. Mm-hmm.
That kind of ran parallel to that DT&I mm-hmm. line.
So
I played on the railroads a lot. I used to ride the train down to whatever street that is, High Street, because it would just about get up to the speed where you didn't want to be on it anymore, and then you'd jump off and get a Coke from the feed station.
And you mentioned sad songs. I got to say that why so here, we're not happy unless we're sad. So depressing songs fit in with us. Yeah. It works okay.
Well, we have plenty of them.
And you're changing instruments once again there, Hillary.
Yeah.
So on that one, what was the instrument you just played on that?
That was
last
tenor
song?
Guitar.
A tenor guitar.
Tenor guitar, yeah.
And how do you tune a tenor guitar?
You have an option. Theoretically, you have an option. But it took me 3 to finally just give up and go with CGDA tuning, like a viola or a mandola.
Mm-hmm.
Some people tune them, like I have this tenor banjo, tuned to GDAE, an octave lower than violin. And you can tune the tenor guitar that way, too. But we just didn't have very good luck trying to get one to set up well so that it was, you know, as in tune as a guitar can get.
And that has steel strings on it, the tenor guitar.
Yeah.
And this banjo you're playing now, is that all steel strings?
All steel strings. These are nickel wound. And they're thinner, a lot thinner than the strings I used to use. So I keep having to remind myself, don't push. It knocks them right out of tune.
And Hiller, I asked Rick, we should ask you, where did you grow up that you grew into this music?
Well, you know, I grew up in classical music.
Did your parents play?
My mom is a pianist. She went to the College of Music in Cincinnati before the College Conservatory merged under UC.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to CCM and didn't start fiddling at all until after I graduated.
What was your instrument at
violin.
CCM?
At
violin.
Yeah, violin. And then I taught school for a little while and hurt my shoulder, got tendonitis, and I thought, I don't really want to give up playing for this. So now I just teach privately, and I think it was a good choice for me.
So are you saying that the folk violin styles are for classical musicians who develop arthritis or tendonitis?
Oh, no, not at all. That was why I quit teaching school.
Okay.
Not even remotely. I think that in general, classical musicians really don't have enough understanding of how difficult it is to play folk music well. You know, you still have to be in tune. You still have to learn a whole new style for any kind of music that you want to play.
Oh, I think so, yes.
You know, I think that they just really don't.
There are certain rhythms. There are vocabularies to all types of music,
yeah.
And you have to learn that vocabulary no matter what music you're into, you know. Even though it's outwardly a very simple music, and chordally, structurally it is, but it's, as you're indicating, once you start trying to learn it, it turns out to be very complex.
Oh, yeah.
And say on the fiddle, rhythms, bowings that are just not written down. You have to hear it in order to do that. So
I know a lot of
skill.
Those three-chord songs, they're getting more and more complex the older I get.
and we had discussed before we went on the air about they keep adding these new chords.
Yeah, new chords in there. Yeah, what's with that?
and you're also a composer. You write all your songs.
Yeah, Hillary and I have been writing most of these together. She's my editor. I get the idea. I put it on paper, and she goes, "What does that mean?" And I have to explain it, and she tells me, "Well, maybe you ought to say it this way instead." But I usually come up with the melodies and the chords.
Yeah. Well, I very much appreciate you coming tonight. We look forward to hearing. There's lots more instruments for those of you who don't have your TV on and come see in here. Lots more instruments spread along the floor here. We'll have to get them all and ask you about them. But meanwhile, let's hear some more music.
Okay, good.
And very much look forward to it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tom.
Well, this is a Great Lakes tune, Homeward Bound, not like the Simon and Garfunkel. Oh, Homeward Bound. This is a completely different one. So 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Probably can't hear it, but we do have a small audience giving us a little bit of a hand. So we're encouraged to go ahead and play another song. This is one that Rick wrote. Actually, he wrote it for the fiddle, but we kind of liked it on this tenor banjo. So It's called A Winter's Day, which apparently I think we might have one of these days. I don't know. So far, we haven't really had much of one this winter, but we live in hope. So here's A Winter's Day. Is actually the title track of the CD that we made most recently, A Winter's Day, which if we ever get a winter's day, you might be able to talk Tom into playing a cut from on the show. But on the CD, it sounds like we carried a lot of stuff in here for this little bit, few songs, and we did, but we overdubbed shamelessly. So everything that we love to play, we put on here. And you can get it at Bandcamp, gemsredpants.bandcamp.com, or you can check out our Facebook page and send me a message, and I'll mail you your own copy.
This next tune is a tune called Brig St. John, and it was a tune that we wrote patterned after a shipwreck off of Cohasset Bay in New England. And Henry David Thoreau writes about it in his Cape Cod journals. And so after reading that, I thought, wow, what a great idea for a song. We put it together, and this is it. It's another one of those tearjerkers. But we did we had to research a couple hymns, because he talked about a couple hymns that were popular at the time. And one was called Walk in the Light, and the other one, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night, that were popular hymns, so we could use the titles in the song. But everything except for there were a couple survivors. There were some survivors. We took liberty there, and we killed everybody off in the shipwreck. But it's really sad how the farmers came down who were farming sea kelp, and they used their wagons to drag bodies back in. And these were all men who had sent their women and children over, had waited for them to come over. They had come over first to the United States and built homes and gotten jobs. And then they were bringing this ship over, the Brig St. John, of their wives and their children, and that's the ship that sank in front of their very eyes in the Cohasset Bay. So it's quite a sea tragedy.
But we made it a nice perky major tune, just to, you know, so you wouldn't be completely down at the end.
Two, three, four. Brig St. John sailed from Galway for the shores of America. 145 did travel with promises and dreams of better days. Nearly ashore in Cohasset, when a sudden storm blew up a wave,
Grampus Rock tore out the ship's hull and left not a soul to be saved. Can you hear the wagons as they roll in the moonlight, as bodies float from the ocean this night? And there are no saved to keep from these graves as we sing, walk in the light, and all praise to thee, my God, this night. Kin were called into Cohasset to gather what the sea had given back, and death kissed their cheeks in the night air and hovered heavy over bending backs. Can you hear the wagons as they roll in the moonlight, as bodies float from the ocean this night? There are no saved to keep from these graves as we sing, walk in the light, and all praise to thee, my God, this night. Bridget's such a one and sister's child, both buried in a common grave. The child's mother claimed their bodies, then died from grief in 3 days. Can you hear the wagons as they roll in the moonlight, as bodies float from the ocean this night? There are no saved to keep from these graves as we sing, walk in the light, and all praise to thee. Can you hear the wagons as they roll in the moonlight, as bodies float from the ocean this night? And there are no saved to keep from these graves as we sing, walk in the light, and all praise to thee, my God, this night. My God, this night.
Guys.
And I should ask, now that you're leaning over there, Rick, what inspires you to write it? Let's just say, what was your latest tune that you wrote? What's your latest one?
The latest one that we do is probably Where Are the Angels?
And tell me a story about how did that come about?
It came about with me trying to figure out how religious people they have such strong faith, and yet I don't see any angels coming down and helping them when their towns are blown away, and when that guy was beaten by the detective. So bad things happen to good people, I guess. You know?
It
so,
does.
So,
we've been trying to figure that out, haven't we?
And I came to the conclusion that we are our own angels. You know, we help each other out. And so that's kind of what that song is about. So I don't know. I guess I just think too much.
Well, how often do you write a tune or a song?
I used to write a fiddle tune every day. So I have hundreds of fiddle tunes that I've written.
And you write them out? Do you actually write them in note?
Yeah, they're all written out, so I could save them.
Because many of the tunes you have on your albums are your own composition.
Yeah, right.
You play a lot of traditional tunes. You've played some tonight.
Yeah.
But a lot of them you record are, I guess you sort of figure those traditional tunes have been done before.
Well, we like doing the traditional tunes, too, because we do a lot of historic things. So, you know, we historic festivals and events, and we love doing music from the 1700s and early 1800s.
You play the Renaissance Festival.
No, we haven't.
No.
Hillary
did.
Used to.
The first couple, 3 years that they did it, I did. But then, you know, my schedule was just...
Because you teach so much now.
I teach a lot, and we go and play other things during the fall, and you know, so it was a choice. And
what kind of things do you play? That's sort of what I was getting at. Where do you play?
Well, we play a lot of Irish and English dance music, and we play Scandinavian stuff.
I know you do.
I have a Hardanger fiddle, and really love that. I have a nickel harp that one of these days I'll learn how to play well enough to haul around with me somewhere. But we love that Scandinavian music. That it has that combination of kind of depressing and uplifting at the same time, those dark minor keys, minor thirds, but with an energetic pulse that to me make them very compelling. So we like to do that. We also, I started a concert series at our Harmony Creek Church in Harmony.
Which the Corn Drinkers played.
Yes, we've had a good time there.
Yes.
In
a
respectable series that Rick and Hillary play at, too.
Yeah. We played the first one. You guys played the next one. The next one is April 1st, and I'm not kidding. It really is April 1st, with Jim Avett, who I think is mostly known for his famous sons, the Avett brothers, but he also tours and plays music, so he's going to come and play, and the proceeds from the concert series go to our Feeding Friends food pantry at Harmony Creek Church in Kettering. They feed 4 zip codes, and there are so many hungry folks that it's really rewarding to play and get some money for these guys and doing something that we love and have fun doing and getting to hear great music. And also
at the Harmony Creek Church, and they have a website.
They do have a website. I think it's harmonycreekchurch.org.
And so if the listener is interested in looking up the series, that would be the place to go.
And there's also a Facebook page for In Harmony Concert Series, and it's INN. A little pun on Harmony Creek, in Harmony, for our little concert series. And, you know, folks that come get a chance to buy a raffle ticket for a fabulous guitar.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that Dennis Vance donated. Last year, Dennis from the mandolin store donated a mandolin, and this year a guitar. He's just been wonderful to us.
And Rick, speaking about just sort of instruments, we mentioned you have a lot of them here in the studio. Mm-hmm. I see you have you've been playing a Martin guitar, a mahogany top Martin.
Yeah, sides and back.
It's the whole thing is mahogany.
Yeah, it would probably float down the Ohio River.
It has wonderful tone to it. We were mentioning that in the studio. And you've been playing in a different tuning than most people associate with a guitar. Tell us about that.
I play in dadgad, which is... I at first resisted it with everything I had, but when I met Hillary, she was doing almost solely Irish tunes, and I just couldn't play the accompaniment I really needed with an Irish fiddle in standard tuning. It was too constrictive. There were just not enough lows, not enough drones, not enough pedal tones. And so I tried dadgad, and then in the middle of a performance, I'd sneak back into standard and be safely back there.
I know what dadgad means, but tell me, what does that mean, really?
Well, going from the lowest string to the highest string, you take your low E string and tune it down a step to a D. The A string then stays the same, the D does, and the G stays the same. The B string comes down to an A as well, and then the high E comes down to a D.
And is it friendly or conducive to playing in many keys, or are you restricted that way in this
tune? It's conducive to playing in A, E minor, G, D, obviously. But once you get into, you know, B flat and some tune to keys like that, you just have to capo up. But the beauty of it is the pedal tones you get, just the pedal tones.
What does that mean?
Just the drone strings that keep.
Why do you call them pedal tones? What does that mean?
Well, I guess that's just a term that organists used to use.
Organists, okay, that's what I thought. And you have a new instrument in your hand now. Tell me about that.
This is a bouzouki, and this is tuned G, D, A, D. so you can...
Many of the same notes, but different order.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah, it's dad, dad in reverse, upside down, but... and so instead of a high E, I now have the high E tuned to a D. And it has octave strings on the low G and on the low D. And a lot of people like their low G and D to be in unison, the same.
Rather than octaves.
Octave, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't like the octave sound. I have another bouzouki that I have tuned in unison. So. Mm-hmm. But it sounds so much like a guitar, I figure why not just play guitar?
And a bouzouki is a Greek instrument.
Originally mm-hmm. a Greek instrument. Well, I think even that was influenced by instruments that came from Babylon. So, mm-hmm. you know, I think everything probably heads back to East India.
The Middle East. Babylon, okay. Yeah. But even though it's a Greek instrument, you're playing Celtic music with it.
Right. Yeah. We do a couple of Greek tunes on it, but I don't, you know, I'm not a Greek player. Well, it's just in the 1960s, mm-hmm. Plangsty was really the band that kind of... brought the bouzouki into Irish music, and it's because of Andy.
So it's very popular now in Ireland and in Irish music.
Yeah, and in Scandinavian music, you see mm-hmm. a lot of a five-course and four-course instruments. The five-course have a low C below the G to give you even more bass. But yeah, it's very popular. So they kind of brought the instrument into that music, and it's just kind of stuck.
Okay, and you're going to play an Irish tune now?
Yeah,
we are going to play an Irish tune.
All right, let's hear it.
Thanks. This is the Black Mirror Frenade.
Expect to hear on a winter's day in February, you know, the air conditioning kicked on. List on the floor, and I can't see it through my trifocals.
Routers.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
This next tune is another...
No, it's... old voice. Rick wanted to have a list today, and I said, you know, we never stick with it, and of course we didn't. So this is an interesting tune, though, that he wrote. Actually, one of my particular favorites, because it's on the upper level, it sounds silly, but all of the quotes that he used in here are things that he really heard people say and kind of collected into this one-sided conversation.
That's called Old Boys and Dungarees. Snuff my last one. Hear the news about Joe. He got a baboon's heart just a couple of days ago. I gotta say it's a strange life. I gotta say things change at the speed of light. Used to wait for the next train, but the trains don't stop for us old boys. Good and tall. Maybe this year's got something left to give. But don't look for good news, 'cause bad news just might bite you in the back. I gotta say it's a strange life. I gotta say things change at the speed of light. Used to wait for the next train, but the trains don't stop for us old boys no more. In this town, there's no hope for us old boys anymore. Guess we could go fish, but the fish are sick and the water's looking poor. I gotta say it's a strange life. I gotta say things change at the speed of light. Used to wait for the next train, but the trains don't stop for us old boys no more. Say it's a strange life. I gotta say things change at the speed of light. Used to wait for the next train, but the trains don't stop for us old boys no more. Thank you.
You're listening to a country ramble here on WYSO. Rick and Hillary Wagner from Dayton area. Are you guys in Kettering? Do you live in Kettering?
We live in the
Centerville.
Centerville.
Yeah.
Okay. Rick and Hillary Wagner live here in the studios. They're from Centerville, but we're in Yellow Springs, Ohio. A country ramble, and you're listening to member supported. 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and we're online at WYSO.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Support for WYSO comes from members of our major giving society, WYSO leaders, including Ron and Anita Byler of Beaver Creek. For information about the difference a leadership gift can make, contact Development Director Luke Dennis at 769-1379. And the Victoria Theater Association's Projects Unlimited Star Attractions presentation of Pink Martini. Often described as a little orchestra, Pink Martini crosses music genres as a classical, Latin, jazz, and pop. It's Friday, March 3rd at the Schuster Center. Tickets are available at TicketCenterStage.com. Hillary and Wick Wagner here live in the studios of WYSO.
Thanks, Tom.
Which one is this?
Gonga Rice Pin.
Oh. Am I? Oh, I'm playing it on guitar. No wonder I'm so confused.
The next tune we're going to do is a Cy Conn tune. And Cy Conn's a wonderful songwriter. And this is from, actually, I think his very first Apple recording, Apple Music vinyl record that I got, I think, sometime in the 70s or something. But it's called New Wood, I think, was the title of the album. But this is called Gone, Gonna Rise Again. Hillary's going to sing this for you.
Yeah, that was Apple back when the Beatles were.
Well, it's Apple Seed, I think. Apple Seed label, I think it was.
Apple Seed. So Apple's, you know, kind of been recycled, which is kind of the theme of our song. Okay. I remember the year that my granddaddy died. Gone, gonna rise again. They dug his grave in the mountainside. Gone, gonna rise again. I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands. Gone, gonna rise again. It's corn in the crib and apples in the bin. Gone, ham in the smokehouse and cotton in the gin. Gone, gonna rise again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot. You know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the little that he got. Gone, gonna rise again. Those apples on the mountainside. Gone, gonna rise again. He planted those seeds just before he died. Gone, gonna rise again. I guess he knew he'd never see the red fruit hanging from the trees, but he planted those seeds for his children and me.
Gone,
farm.
Gone, gonna rise again.
I think of my people who have gone on.
Gone, gonna rise again.
Like a tree that grows in the mountains. guys. Let's see here. I guess it's Railroader's Lament.
All right.
A train tune, because we love those.
This tune was kind of inspired for us to write with our brother-in-law, who is deceased now, but he worked for the railroad, and he used to tell us about all the creosote that he was in, and how he loved working for the railroad. He ended up losing his job when the railroads kind of went out of fashion and were defunded and all that good stuff, and America changed, and he had to too. But kind of dedicate this to him always. Yes. Sorry for the tuning.
Now you'd only be sorry if we didn't.
In fact, we had a request to say who built that, or who made that bouzouki.
Oh, this particular instrument? Uh-huh. Well, this is it's a Pacific Rim instrument. It's made by Trinity College. I have this, and I have one that's made by Thomann in Germany. That's what I think I was telling Linda mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. So I have two different bouzoukis, and this is kind of my outdoor knock-around bouzouki, but I do like the sound of it.
And if someone were interested in getting these instruments that you two play, where do you do that? Is the internet? Is that what we do? Or
you can get a lot. It used to be that Dennis, who's donated those instruments to the concert series, had his little shop over in Hillsboro, but he moved to Arizona.
Oh.
So now it's a kind of a long commute.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mandolin Family Instruments, he's really done well by all my students and by us. The mandolinstore.com has just treated us great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's been wonderful to us. We get, because Rick prepares instruments,
mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about how it's set up.
Mm-hmm.
He'll just set it up
He'll
for
do
me.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make a pot of chicken soup and I'll get whatever I want, you know. So we get a fair number from a musician's friend or
elderly
instruments in Michigan.
Yeah, in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know, whatever instrument you get, you really want to have a luthier or a professional set it up for you, because I've had kids come in and their little fingertips are just raw because their strings are an inch off the fretboard,
right.
And they don't realize,
of course,
that
just starting out,
that they're just starting out. So mm-hmm. you know, of course. They have giant calluses by the time they finally get it down to where it belongs.
Well, we have to kind of put a plug in for the Baroque shop in Cincinnati as well.
Yeah.
Paul Bartel has really...
Yeah, for fiddles.
The Baroque violin shop.
Yeah. And Paul Bartel, the owner, has really done well by Hillary and always mm-hmm. fixed her up with whatever she's needed. So.
And you used to work, Rick Wagner, you used to work at a similar shop here in Dayton area.
Well, actually, Paul actually started that shop,
mm-hmm.
so I worked
okay.
for Paul for many years at the Dayton shop, and then it became St. Anne's Hill,
mm-hmm.
and Bob Sherman and Courtney Maxwell bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Maxwell was a really, really fine Scots fiddler.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think he came in second
mm-hmm.
in the nation
wow.
a couple of different times in competitions. That I don't know what competitions are all about,
mm-hmm.
but I mean that you know how fiddle competitions
yes.
are. You know?
But Courtney's so, now passed away.
He has passed
yeah.
away. Yeah.
And so that store...
Bob sold the shop, and,
mm-hmm.
and Jerry Hauer bought it, and then Jerry Hauer, I think, has just sold it to some human resource firm
mm-hmm.
in
okay.
Columbus.
But you still work on instruments. You're a luthier yourself.
I'm not a luthier that makes instruments, but I do
mm-hmm.
repair. I consider myself a repair technician. But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I certainly repair violin family instruments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that's your main job. Hillary teaches?
Yeah.
I teach.
Mm-hmm.
I teach violin, viola, and mandolin.
We
but
both
Rick
teach
teaches
for
too.
A School of Strings, mm-hmm. which is a school in Kettering. So we teach there. Doug Eink started that, who actually is doing the Bluegrass Blowout, which
uh-huh.
we need to put a plug in for that.
Well, go ahead and do that.
Well, the Bluegrass Blowout is coming up.
Saturday, March 4th, 6:30. It's the 10th anniversary. So we have the Centerville Alternative Strings and
yes.
the School of Strings Alternative Strings. And they do, you know, all the things you don't get to do in orchestra because the violin is just such a broadly used instrument. I mean, everyone has some sort of folk fiddle from pretty much every nationality. So we have that. We have this year, because it's the 10th anniversary, the kids are coming back. We have 35 kids that have already been through the program and graduated off having kids, getting master's degrees and stuff like that. They're coming back to play. Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. And it's a great deal. Tickets are $12 at the door. And you get like a three-hour concert with Joe Mullins and all of the...
They're all excellent players, these young folks playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have some great... one of Rick's students, Heather Alley, is just... a dynamite kid to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Has a beautiful voice, a hotshot mandolin player,
wow.
doing some octave mandolin stuff now.
When is that concert?
It's Saturday, March 4th.
March 4th.
Yeah.
That's
so a week from
next
yesterday.
Week.
Yeah,
this coming Saturday.
Okay.
So
Hillary will be playing violin with the kids, and I'm playing guitar on a few tunes with them.
Excellent.
So
we'll look forward to it. We really will.
Yeah.
We oftentimes have some selective of that orchestra here in the studio. We'll have to talk to Nikki and see what she's got set up. And Steve Shaw often brought them in.
Yeah.
It was a concert worth seeing. You're definitely right.
Yeah. Great kid. The kids are wonderful. And Joe is just so generous with his time and talents. He's really pro-education and will spend all the time to talk to the kids about what he does and how they came to do it and nurture kids that want to come up and show him something. Just really, you couldn't ask for a nicer group of guys, and they're great with the kids.
They are indeed. I've seen them in action.
Wonderful stuff. Yeah. So.
Well, Hillary and Wick Wagner here in the studios of WYSO from Yellow Springs. Let's hear a few more.
Okay, we've got two more for you.
What are we doing?
We're doing Nova Scotia Farewell.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. Am I in the wrong tuning again?
You might be. You should be in G too.
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, let's just do Well May the World Go
Away
there.
All right.
And then we need to fit it tuned.
Okay. All right, so Well May the World Go.
You're in double C.
Yeah. And what key am I supposed to be in?
E.
Sorry.
This is a Pete Seeger tune. We like this tune a lot. And actually, we kind of feel that Pete Seeger should have been given the Nobel Peace Prize when he was up for it a few years ago. He's done more, I think, for promoting world peace through music than I can't think of any other human being that's done what he's done, what he did with his life. And so we just admire him completely and I'm so proud to have lived in the same time that Pete Seeger did. We actually sent him one of our CDs and just as a gift, and he took the time to write back a letter and encourage us. And so he was just very kind to us, just, you know, some idiot sending him a CD.
I need a note.
Thank you.
Free speech?
Huh?
Free speech.
Yeah.
We're going to.
Yes, I love Pete Seeger as well. I don't play enough Pete. We'll have to bring in some of his records to play. It's worth doing. Rick and Hillary Wagner, I know you said you had one more to do.
Yeah,
and so I just wanted to thank you so very much for bringing your music and your insights into the studios here at WYSO. It's been a joy. It's been wonderful. It's great to hear all these different instruments. You have my admiration.
For hauling them out.
Bars with the corn drinkers.
And you have you keep them in tune. How's that?
Kind
all these strings.
We're just trying to become institutionalized like the corn drinkers.
Oh,
well, we need to be institutionalized.
You mean ossify like us? Well, thank you so much for coming
in. Welcome,
Tom.
Thank
you for having us. It's always a joy to come and be with you. So we're going to finish up with an Irish tune, a jig called Freeze Britches. Freeze, not like what we would normally do in February, but freeze is in yellow.
Hillary Wagner live here in the studios of Yellow Springs. As I said just a minute ago, we thank them so much for coming into Yellow Springs and in our studios and sharing their music with us. You're listening to A Country Ramble here on WYSO, half hour of recorded music of records, the history. That's what we do on this show, a history of country music, a gentle stroll through the highways and the byways of country music, trying to feature some of the old songs no one hears anymore. Like this next one from the great Hawkshaw Hawkins down from Huntington, West Virginia, just across the river from Ohio here. He has a great voice. Here's Teardrops from My Eyes.
Every time it rains,